And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
Well, it's good to be back this week. Let's look in Psalm 119, and we'll be in verse 56. This I had because I kept thy precepts. He concludes this stanza saying he had all these things, all these promises. He remembered the name, O Lord, in the night and have kept the law of God. He did all this because he kept thy precepts. It's very important. He had this comfort. He had this remembrance. He had the power to sing. He had the courage to face the enemy because he didn't forget and he had kept the precepts of God. Verse 57, as we begin this next stanza, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. Thou art my portion. When you think about a portion, you think about what part of something is yours. Well, I'm glad that the Lord, he said, thou art my portion. Men have portions of different things in this life. But I'm telling you that the main thing we need to realize, it's important to us that are saved, that the Lord is our portion. Nobody can have my portion. When it comes to God, He is my portion. It means we possess Him and He possesses me. Then we see, I have said that I would keep thy words. We cannot always look back with comfort upon what we've said. But in this instance, David had spoken wisely. And he said that I have wanted that I would keep thy words. Thou art my portion, O Lord, and I've said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor, went after it, desired it with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. He who knows God to be his God will seek his face and be longing for his presence. Seeking God's presence is the idea conveyed by the reading, thy face. I will seek thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. He sought the Lord with his whole heart. And then we see in verse 59, Psalm 119, verse 59, it's one of the greatest verses on repentance. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. See, the true doctrine of repentance, biblical repentance, the word repentance, if you look it up, means a reversal, means a change, to make a U-turn. And it means to have a change of mind. Well, repentance, as far as our salvation and sin, it's a change of mind about God and sin. Where at one time we defended our sin as the unconverted man, and that God brought us to repentance. We waved the white flag of surrender and said, I give up. God, you're right and I'm wrong. I had a different thought about my sin and about Jesus Christ. I had a change of mind. But repentance, true repentance that has happened in the heart, where we really had a change of mind and a change of heart about sin and God, it always leads and is exemplified, and the fruit of that repentance is shown forth in a changed life. Said there in that verse, I thought on my ways, I considered my sin, I repented of it, I thought on it, I had a change of mind about it, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. A person who has truly thought on his ways and had biblical repentance in their heart, The outward fruits of that is they'll turn their feet unto the testimonies of the Lord. I turn my feet unto thy word. That's what repentance is. You're turning from sin, from self, from Satan, turning from that in your heart. But it manifests itself in the turning of your feet to the testimonies of the Lord. If we can get our feet right as to holy walking, we shall soon get our hearts right as to happy living. God will turn to His saints when they turn to Him. Yea, He has already favored them with the light of His face when they begin to think and turn. Thought on my ways and turn my feet into thy testimonies. Then in verse 60, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. A lot of people, they say, well, the Lord showed me something I'm doing wrong and need to get out of my life, and I'll get to it when I can. No, David said, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I believe as soon as God shows us something from the holy word of God, that moment we ought to turn and delay, not delay, but to get right on it. He said, I delayed not to keep thy commandments. Verse 61, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. The bands of the wicked have robbed me. Ungodly men grow worse and become more and more daring and hate the people of God. Much of this bold opposition arouses from their being banded together. They'll do things together that they wouldn't do on their own. The bands of the wicked have robbed me. They might have robbed him physically, but they probably robbed him with their words and robbed his character and robbed his name and testimony and talked about him and said terrible things about him. I realized a long time ago that I can't stop people from saying things about me. All I can do is make sure they're not true. And if that's right, then that's all that matters, because what God knows matters more than what men's wicked tongues spread on me or on you, either one. Anybody who has things told on them that are not true. But I have not forgotten thy law. Even when they're doing all these things to me, Lord, I've remembered what's important, and it's thy law. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. He was not afraid of those robbers. He rose up, not to watch his house, but to praise God. Midnight is the hour for burglars, where there are bands of them. And David thought not of the thieves, but he thought of the thanks for God protecting him. Not of what they would steal, but what he would give to his God. A thankful heart turns night into day and consecrates us in the hour of worship. Every hour is a time of worship for the saint. We not only ought to worship continually, we ought to be giving thanks in our mouth, through our mouth, and thanksgiving to God. But we ought to do some thanks living too. We ought to live in a way. See, if you're living an ungodly, worldly, immoral life as a saved person, you're not a Christian at that point. You're saved, but you're not Christ-like. If you're living that way, you're not living a life that's showing forth your thanksgiving to God, but just the contrary. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. See here that David walked not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the scorner. He was a companion of those that fear him. I think about Moses, where he said he'd rather suffer affliction with the people of God than live in the luxuries of Pharaoh's palace. And that's where I am. I've cast my lot with the people of God. The world can't stand the true Christians and the true churches. They ridicule us and call us judgmental and hateful and harsh and make up all manner of lies and say we're a bunch of hypocrites. And I tell you, at times we all have not lived like we ought to. But I won't say that I love the people of God. The Bible said that's one of the fruits of salvation. Said, this may all men know you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. That's not compromising sin. And even when we have to rebuke sin or practice church discipline on someone, we still do it in the spirit of love and meekness and mourning over it, not puffed up over it. Verse 64, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. I think about that the whole earth is full of God's mercy. David, no doubt, was saying, Lord, wherever I've wandered, been in exile, been in captivity, been hiding from Saul, trying to kill him and the Philistines and everything. He said, wherever you're at, Lord, I found mercy. And I'll say the people of God, no matter what part of this earth they're in, they're found mercy. And even those that are not saved, they've been extended some types of mercy, that God has not yet allowed them to die and hadn't killed them, that they're still in the land of the living. They've experienced some mercies of God. It might not be saving mercy, but God's mercy is extended in other ways, in physical ways. Verse 65 of Psalm 119. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. He said, Lord, you've dealt well with thy servant. Lord, you've blessed me. You've given me more than I ever deserve. You've dealt well with your servant. And we can all say hallelujah, amen to that. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe thy commandments. We're in a day where a lot of people don't have good judgment and knowledge about anything. Even in their physical lives, in their they'll start off, person not married, and they won't have good judgment and knowledge, and they'll marry an unbeliever. The Bible said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It causes great turmoil and trouble for a Christian to marry a lost person. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You don't hook an ox and an ass together in the same yoke. They'll be pulling different. They'll be the way they plow and the way they walk and move and the way they're made will be different. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. People don't have much judgment on their financial situation. All they know is spend, spend, spend. I want it, I'll get it, put it on credit and pay for it later. But I'm going to tell you, that kind of thinking gets us in trouble. And when we get in financial trouble, our marriages are in danger. Our testimony's in danger and our witness for the Lord is, because we are so consumed with the fear that grips us when we make bad financial decisions. Teach me good judgment, Lord, and knowledge on how to live this life, in my family life, my financial life, and my spiritual life. Lord, teach me good judgment. And you'll get that from the Word of God. For I believe thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. I believe that's sometimes we go through trials and tribulations of affliction, and we wonder why, but if it wasn't for that affliction, we might have went astray. Before I was afflicted, he said, I did go, but now have I kept thy word. Once the Lord corrected him and chastised him, it caused him to keep his word. God bless you. We'll be back next week, and we'll begin in Psalm 119, verse 67.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.